This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The 17th edition of BRICS Summit began a short while ago at Rio de Janeiro to enhance cooperation among the member countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the two-day summit and will deliberate on the BRICS agenda. Prime Minister Modi is also likely to hold bilateral meetings with the world leaders on the sidelines. After attending the summit, Mr. Modi will head for a bilateral visit to Brasilia, the first mine Indian Prime Minister in nearly six decades. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold meeting with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on deepening strategic ties between the two nations. Prime Minister Modi reached Rio de Janeiro this morning on the fourth leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Argentina. Prior to his visit to Argentina, Prime Minister Modi also completed productive visits to Trinidad and Tobago as well as Ghana. Following his engagements in Brazil, Mr. Modi will head to Namibia, the final destination of his five-nation tour. Ahead of the 17th BRICS summit, Colombia and Uzbekistan have officially joined the New Development Bank, NDB, expanding the multilateral lenders' membership to 11 countries. Founded in 2015 by the original BRICS nations, the NDB aims to fund infrastructure and sustainable development in emerging economies. The NDB president, Dilma Rousseff, emphasized on the bank's mission to support the Global South, focusing on innovation, science and technology to help member nations adapt to the fourth industrial revolution during a press conference following the bank's 10th board of directors meeting. India, Brazil, Russia, China, South Africa, Bangladesh, UAE, Egypt and Algeria are members of NDB. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah emphasized the vital role of cooperative societies in driving the country's economic development. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating various development works of Amul and the National Dairy Development Board at Anand in Gujarat on the occasion of completion of 4 years of the Ministry of Cooperation. On the occasion, Mr. Shah also paid tribute to eminent thinker and educationist Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his birth anniversary today.
देश की जनता श्यामा प्रसाद जी को कश्मीर के साथ जोड़कर देख रही वो उचित ही है क्योंकि श्यामा प्रसाद मुखर्जी न होते तो कश्मीर कभी भी देश का अभिन्न हिस्सा न बनता वही एक नेता था जिसने देश में दो प्रधान दो विधान दो निशान नहीं चलेंगे नारे के साथ अपने स्वयं का बलिदान कश्मीर के लिए देने का काम किया.
The second batch of Kailash Mansarovar Yatris today returned to Sikkim's Gangtok after completing their sacred pilgrimage to Mount Kailash and Mansarovar Lake. The second batch, consisting of 47 pilgrims, had begun their journey crossing Nathu-La border on the 25th of last month. The historic Kailash Mansarovar Yatra kicked off on 20th June from Nathu-La. Ashura-e Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity in different parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and his companions who laid down their lives in Karbala for upholding truth, righteousness and justice. In boxing, India's Sakshi Chaudhary has clinched the gold medal in the women's 54-kilogram category at the World Boxing Cup in Astana today. She defeated USA's Yoselin Perez with a dominant 5-0 unanimous decision in the final. In cricket, hosts England were 153 for 6 against India in their second innings on day 5 of Birmingham Test when reports last came in. The hosts are trailing by 455 runs. The visitors are in commanding position in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy and need 4 wickets to win the match and level the 5-match series 1-1. Earlier, the start of the play was delayed due to rain. In Wimbledon tennis, Yuki Bhambri is the only Indian player in action today. In mixed doubles match, Bhambri partnering with Chinese professional Xin Yu Jiang will face the second-seeded Salvadoran Chinese duo of Marcelo Arevalo and Shuai Zhang. And that is the end of this news bulletin.